Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Jaybird Watching Gamecast. I am Craig Borden here with you, as per the usual, and we're going to talk Blue Jays baseball. And we had a not-so-pretty night, but a resilient night comes to a comeback victory for the Toronto Blue Jays over the Baltimore Orioles, who are now 43-108, while the Blue Jays are now 69-82 after yesterday's 6-4 victory. Not the prettiest of wins, as I mentioned. Two errors led to some fun with the base paths and whatnot for the Baltimore Orioles, but all earned runs charged to Aaron Sanchez on the mound after having a few good starts. Doesn't get a win in this outing after it would have been his fourth win in a row if he ended up picking up this one. Four innings of work, four hits, four runs total, two of those earned, and that was on a Cedric Mullins home run to kick things off in the first inning. Leadoff home run for him in the first inning, solo shot. Three walks and only one strikeout from Aaron Sanchez. So a little bit of a battle with him as the defense struggled behind him and just kind of got out there for 77 pitches yesterday. 40 of those were for strikes. But Sanchez didn't have a look. It wasn't as sharp as his last outing where he was clearly on during his last performance. A little bit of a step back here. Maybe it's just, you know, a bad night or whatever. But anyways, Jake Patricchio would eventually come in and get rewarded for the win for a great solid outing. Two innings of work for him, allowing just one hit and three strikeouts. So how did the Blue Jays get back into this one? Because at one point they were trailing 4-0 after the three-run fourth inning for the Baltimore Orioles. And like I said, plenty of errors and comical stuff going on for the Blue Jays fielding, which has definitely not been their strong point since all these young talents have been coming up. So clearly inexperience, I think, is mostly the problem on that part. Hopefully that'll filter out over time. So first, the scoring was opened up with a Dwight Smith double. Dwight Smith Jr. picking up a sixth double as a Toronto Blue Jay scores Alesmus Diaz. And then it just kind of continued to go from there. Little extra luck with a Justin Smoke ground out scoring Billy McKinney. And in the midst of that, it got another run in. So it's close. The Blue Jays were within striking distance at the top of the sixth, trailing just 4-2. So in the seventh, though, the Blue Jays got right into everything. After a plethora of fun going on, Teoscar Hernandez reached on an error, which scored Devin Travis and just continued to move everybody around station to station. And then Lourdes Gurriel Jr. coming up big with a single up the middle. First pitch he saw, he just whacks it right back up the pipe. Reese McGuire and Teoscar Hernandez coming around on that. So Lourdes Gurriel Jr. continues to impress as he has another 2-for-3 in performance here. Two RBIs with a .282 batting average now for the season. Elasmus Diaz also having a multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with a run scored. And then after that, as I mentioned, Jake Patricchio would eventually get the win, his third of the season. Jose Fernandez and Tyler Clippard combining for the Colts in this one. Jose Fernandez coming out of nowhere and looking pretty good so far. It's a 1.29 ERA and enough innings to make it relevant at least. And Ken Giles, still perfect on the season, picking 23rd save of the year. Despite a 4.94 ERA, he has looked very, very good out of the Blue Jays bullpen. So anyways, Blue Jays fans, if you haven't been paying attention to this team, you're getting a future preview, more or less, of what could be for your Toronto Blue Jays for next season. And honestly, I think there's only going to be more talent injected into this lineup, young talent, that is. And wouldn't surprise me if they come out and find a couple good veterans to fill in this lineup over the offseason as well. It's a very talented, high-ceiling group and could be very, very interesting. And especially if we're going to keep in performances like from Ryan Borucki, Tom Pannone, and Sean Reed Foley like they have in the last few outings. So the Blue Jays will wrap up their series before going back home against the Baltimore Orioles this evening. It'll be Marco Estrada versus a young guy that I can't even pronounce his name. So just to make that fun goof, it is Jimmy, I'm going to do my best here, Yacobanis. And he has a 7.22 ERA and an 0-2 record for the Baltimore Orioles at this point. Marco Estrada looking to continue to have a decent end to his season. and improve on his 7-12 record with a 5.75 ERA against the meager Baltimore Orioles. So that's what's on the docket. And then the Blue Jays have the Rays at home on Thursday. So just to give you that wonderful, fun preview. So, yep, check out everything here, guys. This is a good indication of what the Blue Jays could have going into the offseason and where they could be going. This lineup is getting thick as far as the young talent goes, and everybody seems to be coming in and contributing. John Gibbons has been doing a very good job of juggling this lineup, and it's going to be interesting to see where that saga ends. All indications seem to point to he will be leaving at the end of the season, but, you know, it seems it can't change whichever way the wind blows. As far as all the other wonderful news, don't forget to come back here every weekday morning during the season. As soon as the off-season hits, we got some fun things planned, including some minor league season wrap-ups for each level here. And I'm currently scheduling guests to join in on us for this. So we're going to start with the Bluefield Blue Jays probably next week, and we'll get you in on that as well. So keep listening for that one. Don't forget to hit up southofthesix.com, our new home for the Jaybird Watching Gamecast. And don't forget also, we love seeing you hit all those subscribe buttons on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasting pleasures from. So, everybody, go Blue Jays and take care.